The Second Letter of John. The elder brother to the chosen lady and her children whom I love in truth. And you are not only loved by myself, but also by all those who know the truth, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. May grace, mercy, and peace be with you all, from God the Father and from Jesus the Anointed One, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have encountered some of your children walking in truth according to the instructions we received from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but the one which we had from the beginning, that we love each other. And this is love, that we should walk according to what he leads us to do. This is the commandment, even as you heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, even those who do not confess that Jesus, the Anointed One, the Son of God, came in a physical body. This is the sign of a deceiver, and of the one who takes the place of the Anointed One. You yourselves need to be careful that you don't lose the things which you have gained, in order that you receive a full reward. Whoever is violating and not abiding in the teaching of the Anointed One is not joined to God. He who abides in the teaching of the Anointed One is joined to both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, don't receive him into your house, or even give him any greeting. For he who gives him a friendly greeting shares in his evil works. Although I have many things to write to you, I don't want to write them with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and to speak face to face, so that your joy may be made complete. The children of your chosen sister send you greetings. This is the end of the second letter of John. This is also the end of the book of the second letter of John.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.